People's attention span shorter than goldfish. Most people have an attention span of 8 seconds. That's not just bad, it's embarrassing. According to Harvard's Nancy F. Kane, goldfish have a longer attention span, 9 seconds. Fast Company magazine reports that 1 in 4 people online will leave a website if it doesn't open within 4 seconds. Today, many people are becoming increasingly disconnected from each other, especially during the pandemic. According to Utne Reader, this growing divide is driven by both shorter attention spans and a reluctance to engage with others. This trend poses significant challenges for marketers. If people aren't paying attention and won't connect, how can you effectively promote your product or service or deliver an impactful presentation? Use the intrigue method for effective sales communication. When you communicate, your aim should be to connect, not to impress. Your conversation should benefit others. Even if you know more, it's crucial not to act superior. Good communicators never come across as know-it-alls. They silently convey, "Here's what I've experienced, and I want to share it because it might help you." Don't fall into the trap of infobesity, which is when you consume too much information, harming your well-being and ability to concentrate. When you provide infobesity, even your opening remarks go unheard. Sending or presenting useless information makes people distrust you. It's the worst form of one-way communication. Simple and dependable methods are available to help you engage and retain the focus of even the most distracted, impatient, and disinterested individuals. The intrigue approach empowers you to connect with anyone, anytime, anywhere. Recipe for connection: introduction earns attention. When meeting someone new, you start as a stranger. People want to figure out right away if you're going to be a bore, snore, or chore. To overcome this skeptical attitude, you need to immediately grab their attention in the first minute or on the first page. This means starting your conversation with intriguing questions that immediately engage your audience, whether they're talking to you, sitting across from you, or reading what you have written online. Let's kick things off by diving into the heart of the matter. What's the scope of the issue we're dealing with here, and how urgent is it? How are the relevant trends shifting nowadays? When I share what I've gathered, I'm hoping to hear you say, "Really? That's news to me." The power of visual communication, the story behind Jaws. When discussing something, you need to show the main attraction. When Oscar Deistel, the president of Bantam Books, saw the suggested cover for Jaws, which only had the word Jaws written in black on a white background, his response was, "I want to see that fish." And that's exactly what he got, an image of a female swimmer with a massive shark lurking below her. The Jaws cover became legendary, and movie makers used it for the famous poster of their blockbuster film. No matter who your audience is, make sure to show them the fish. Effective communicators don't beat around the bush, don't downplay your achievements. Instead, highlight what sets you apart. When you achieve great, measurable results, make sure your company's decision makers know. Show the confidence of a football or basketball player who tells their teammates, "Give me the ball." Share new ideas, not just truth. Decision makers might find an issue important, but prefer not to discuss it repeatedly. To overcome this, offer them new information. Think boldly. Introduce the next new thing with creative approaches and ideas. Utilize the 7 P's of disruption to effectively support your argument. 1. Purpose. Establish a clear objective. 2. Person. Focus on the right decision makers. 3. Problem. Understand the challenges they encounter. 4. Premise. Ask thought-provoking questions like, "Why does it have to be that way? What if there was a new, better way?" 5. Product. Pose questions such as, "What if?" to uncover breakthrough moments. 6. Promise. Since it's something completely new, show decision makers that they can trust you. 7. Pop. Create a memorable name for your new idea, approach, or whatever you present. Time-efficient presentation. Most people are extremely busy, so it's crucial not to waste their time. Always keep it brief, or they'll give you grief. When you present something, let decision makers know ahead of time how much time you'll need. Make sure your presentation is shorter than expected. If decision makers don't know how long you'll take, they won't pay attention to you. To win over decision makers from the start of your presentation, say, I know we have an hour scheduled. I can only imagine how much you have on your plate. I've condensed my pitch to 10 minutes. If you'd like to continue the conversation after that, I welcome it. Answer the following 5 questions briefly and clearly. 1. Who are you? 2. What's your objective in talking to me? 3. Why are you asking me? 4. Why should I do what you're asking? 5. What will occur after this? Make presentations repeatable. To find out if your audience likes your ideas, see if they can easily explain them to others. For this to succeed, your ideas must be so interesting that people will remember them easily and be eager to share them with colleagues, friends, and family. To achieve this objective, devise a catchy saying like, "Make my day," or "Show me the money." This phrase should. 1. Your phrase should succinctly summarize key information. 2. It should condense the steps in 8 words or fewer. 3. Make your message so persuasive that people share it. 4. Ensure your phrase can serve as a title and be monetized. Interact, don't merely present. The internet has become central to everything. People online no longer just absorb information and seek entertainment. They want to engage with what they find. This holds for both personal and professional communications. Some business writers give bad advice on professional communications. For instance, they often suggest delivering elevator speeches to decision makers. But who wants to listen to a speech? A speech is one-sided, just information with no chance for interaction. Instead, it's better to plan an elevator conversation. This way, both parties can engage in the dialogue, making it more interactive and dynamic. Monologues are straightforward. You speak what you know. Dialogues, on the other hand, are more complex. You have to listen carefully to the other person and connect what you do to what they care about. This connection makes the dialogue intriguing and effective. Give attention to receive attention. To connect with others effectively, show sincere interest in what matters to them. When you listen, listen like you like to be listened to. This creates engaging conversations and promotes meaningful interactions. To establish a strong connection with others, you need to give them quality attention. This means focusing on them when you interact. If you find them interesting, they are likely to find you interesting too. It's a two-way street. By securing their focus, you can ensure a meaningful connection. Create practical and useful information. In business, every time you talk to someone, they are thinking, "Why should I pay attention to you?" This is all about ROI, return on interest. Your ideas may be great and interesting in theory, but they're meaningless if people can't find a way to profit from them in the real world. To ensure your ideas matter to others, they need to be doable. When you communicate, you aim to make your information important to others. This importance gets your audience interested in knowing more. Always ensure your ideas help your decision makers achieve their goals. Your ideas must make your listeners act, not just listen. Ask them directly, what is one thing you'll do differently when you get back to the office? You aim to create a strong sense of urgency in your audience. Compose powerful examples. In influencing others, an example is not the main thing, it's the only thing, said humanitarian Albert Schweitzer. Novelists use this principle in every story they write. Novels are a continuous series of tales, fictional examples from life, that readers can easily relate to. To effectively connect with your audience, follow the lead of successful novelists, breathe life into your ideas with reenacted examples. An oil tanker in the Pacific Ocean, 800 miles from Hawaii, caught fire. A cruise ship nearby rescued all of the tanker's crew. Later, at a press conference, the captain of the tanker told reporters that he felt awful because he accidentally left his dog Hokje behind during the emergency. A lesson in communication. When news broke that the U.S. Navy would search 50,000 square miles of the Pacific Ocean to find the burned-out ship and the missing dog Hokje, many hoped the dog was still alive. The Coast Guard rescued Hokje, bringing him safely back to Hawaii. The Coast Guard spent $250,000 on the mission, all to save the dog's life. The reason the U.S. Navy and U.S. Coast Guard put in the effort to rescue Hokje is because his story inspired everyone. This provides a valuable lesson for communicators. By including real-life examples, you can capture your audience's attention and help them relate to your message. Key points. 1. Use the intrigue method. Connect with others, ask engaging questions, and avoid information overload to keep attention. 2. Make your point visually, like the cover of Jaws. Show what's important right away. 3. Keep presentations short and clear. Respect your audience's time to maintain their attention. 4. Promote interaction, not just speeches. Engage in dialogue to make communication more effective. 5. Give attention to receive attention. Show genuine interest in building meaningful connections. 6. Share practical information. Ensure your ideas are actionable and bring value to your audience. 7. Use powerful examples. Stories and real-life scenarios can effectively illustrate your message.